It sure is easy to feel invincible when you put 60 shots on net and win 5-2.
The line shot comes in, pads they've made there by Bemidji State Florin bench. Here comes Haley Mack, shorthanded. She's already got one shorthanded goal of the season and a goal for Haley Mack. Shorthanded goal number two for Haley Mack on the year. Beavers lead 2-0.
Or when four of your players finish with multi-point games and you go 2-for-4 on the power play with 11 shots on goal and score a shorthanded goal in that same game. Nothing can stop me tonight. You made me feel invincible. Earthquake powerful. Just like a tidal wave. You made me break. You're my titanium fight song. Raise it up. Like the roar of victory in a stadium. Who can touch me? Cause I'm made of fire. Who can stop me tonight? You make me. Bemidji State women's hockey team has every right to feel invincible after what they did last night against visiting Rochester Institute of Technology.
Ferris, centering pass, a shot, a goal! Haley Mack puts that one in. With very little space over on the near side, she sends that one high. 3-1 Bemidji State, a power play goal. Back to the blue line for Lange. 6:46 to play here in the second. Joyce with a shot and a goal! The defender out of Lakeville, Minnesota, sends a hard screaming shot from just to the left of the right circle and just inside the blue line. Beavers lead 4-1.
The Beavers outshot RIT 17-7 in the first, 24-6 in the second, and 19-8 in the third. The Beavers scored two goals in the first, two more in the second, and another in the third.
Mack to Radke out at center, back to Mack on the left side. Mack skates it toward the net. Puck will settle. A shot and a goal. Lifted. Backhanded by Alexis Joyce. Mack got the initial shot. The rebound ended up at the stick of Alexis Joyce. Beavers go up 5-1 with 13:36 to play here in this hockey game.
However, feeling invincible can also be like walking a tightrope. The Beavers know it's difficult to repeat the same stats two nights in a row.
Well, the biggest thing is it's going to be a whole new game. Obviously, you can't look at the scoreboard and think, oh, we beat them 5-2, got 60 shots, and think we can just show up again. It's really imperative that we come out focused, ready to play, and just play our game. That's kind of been the message all year long, and it'll be the same thing tomorrow. We've got to come out, play our game, and take the play to them.
BSU comes into today's series finale with RIT, riding a two-game win streak. Beaver fans are hoping their team can keep that streak going. The puck drops in 30 minutes, but first, our Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.